Joining us in studio this morning from Sterling Main Street after a very extremely highly successful car show, Janet Groharing. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I think we're recovered.
Boy, you got there early on Sunday.
Yep. We're down there about 6:30 a.m. to start setting up.
Wow, and my goodness, that a lot of prep involved getting ahead of that, because I think you and hope you had a little bit of help before all the cars showed up. They were just register.
Oh, definitely. I've got a whole army of volunteers that come down and help us put that event together, and it was crazy. We start registration at 8 and start the judging at noon, so you've got 4 hours to get parked and registered, but we had cars rolling in at like 7:05. We were still setting up fences and tables, and we're like, oh, God, here come people already. you could hear them coming down the road, and we're like, somebody go get, start telling them where to park.
Well, you happened to bypass it last year for obvious reasons, and then just came, so to speak, roaring back.
It was really good. I had kind of limited expectations this year. In 2019, we had 153 cars, which is our best yet. It was our sixth year in 2019. We, increased from 70. So we'd about doubled our attendance in the 6 years we'd been doing that. And then after having to take last year off with COVID and not really knowing what people's vibe was and starting to creep back out and get back out and stuff like that, had no idea. We were quietly kind of hoping, if we get 100, 120, we'll be really happy, And we ended up with 148 cars. So almost to where we were when we, without having taken that year off, and our 50-50 was our biggest pot yet. We gave away just under $700. So that had grown over the 2 year hiatus. We had tons of spectators. It was, could not have asked for nicer weather, except for maybe a little less wind. But otherwise, I mean, it was a fabulous day, and I was more than happy and more than pleased with the turnout for both cars and spectators and how smoothly everything ran. And it was just a really good day overall.
Now, it looks like a gentleman from Princeton took away the best of show this year.
Yeah. We do Judge's Choice. We have judges lined up to judge our show for us, and we give away a number of Judge's Choices awards. We do a top 40. And then from those selected, we choose a best of show. So Dennis, I think it was Dennis Gaither, if I'm pronouncing that right.
Yep.
Had a, was it 58 Bel Air? Chevy Bel Air?
Yes.
It's a beautiful car. You can see its photo on our Facebook page right now. The cool thing that we do every year with our awards plaques, and you can see that like in the event logo, there's always a car in the event logo. So the Chevy, the Stingray, Corvette Stingray that was in our awards plaques in the event logo this year was our 2019 Best of Show winner. So in 2020, for our 2022 show, that Chevy Bel Air will be in the event logo and on the awards plaques and stuff like that.
Wow, what a great idea.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That creates a little bit of incentive, I think.
It was kind of cool. So far, the participants have really liked it. In fact, last year, the gentleman who had was the 2019 winner, when we canceled the show last year, he called and was like, wanted to know what was going to happen. And I said, oh, no worries. You carry it over. You'll be on the awards plex in 2021. So.
Right. And then, of course, Mayor Lee, he made the mayor's choice.
Yeah, it was a cool little rebuilt, like a tractor. It's a farm mall. I don't think I wrote that down in there, but it's a really cool tractor. We'll have more pictures. Lori, my assistant at the office, is still kind of polishing the photos and stuff that she took throughout the day. So we'll hope to get those up in an album on our Facebook page in the next day or two, and we'll put them out on our on our website. So there'll be all sorts of photos from the show you'll be able to see in the next few days.
And it was great to see how many community sponsors you had as well.
Yeah, I mean, really, our sponsors are what make that event happen for us. So our presenting sponsors, Sterling Chevy and U.S. Bank have really been with us since almost day one of the show. They commit every year right off the bat, and they've been good, great partners. Sterling Chevy usually brings down a couple of trucks. This year they had their parade truck down there. I'd not seen that before. That was pretty cool. It had flags off the back end of it, so that was pretty popular. Along with Johnson Oil and, why am I drawing a blank?
U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank, Sterling Chevy.
CGH Medical.
CGH. So. Oh, my goodness. I can't forget CGH. and CGH, those are our presenting sponsors this year. So we appreciate everything they do. And then, we have also great partners. The Sauk Valley Shifters Car Club has been a tremendous partner with us. We do it down there by Inkstorm Tattoos, which is kind of their headquarters where they meet out of. They, you know, get the word out to their rat rod groups. So that's a unique little aspect that, that comes to our show. They do a swap meet with us, do food vending on site. So they've been a great partner with us. You know, Plainwell, it's not Plainwell anymore, Bradford Supply Company, who lets us use their parking lot. That's a huge, 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 huge thing for us to be able to do the show where we do it and keep it into downtown. Sterling Fence brings down fence panels for us to close off the road. So all in all, I mean, it takes an army, it takes a village to make this happen, and we couldn't be more thankful for, you know, the community in general, the businesses in the community that, that helped make this happen for us.
Yeah, and volunteers directing traffic and pointing and flags and everything was just so well put together.
Yeah, it's I kind of joke on event days, there's so much we're doing behind the scenes to get ready for it, and I'm like, okay, it's the day of the event, and I got nothing to do. I mean, not that I don't have anything to do, but it's, you know, my volunteers are there, they're running all the registration, and they're, you know, directing traffic and parking the cars. I just, there's sometimes I feel like this is just weird. I feel like I'm not doing enough, but I, you know, the volunteers are amazing. They just handle it.
Well, you took care of everything leading up and, you know, I don't really care. You're like the choir director and just, you know.
Yeah.
That was Sunday, a very successful car show. The day before, the Twin Cities Farmers Market Pavilion wide open. It was windy Saturday.
Yes, it was very windy Saturday, but we are thankful with the Twin City Farmers Market. As hopefully you all know, the indoor market is open year round, but a couple of weeks ago, we opened the outdoor pavilion for the season. So every Saturday now, you will find vendors both inside and outside down at the Twin City Farmers Market. The list of the vendors growing, participating outside, it's steadily growing. It's a little bit early. We've been having like asparagus and some spinach and some spring greens and stuff like that starting to come in. So as the weather gets a little nicer, we'll probably be adding more vendors every week between here and, you know, the end of the market season in October. So come on down and check it out. Got all sorts of great yard art for sprucing up your yard for spring. Sterling Gardens has got plants, so you get your tomatoes and your pepper plants and fresh herbs. They've got bedding flowers, all sorts of perennials, hostas, lilies, and, you know, all sorts of plants and stuff like that for your yard and plants to put in your garden. We're starting to get close to that window. A lot of people say, you know, it's too soon, too early to plant, but Mother's Day weekend's usually a good rule of thumb, so now's the time to start looking at what you want to put in the garden.
I hope I don't catch you off guard with this one, but I think a couple of years ago, there was a gal, I forget her name, but she was going to like get a butterfly or a pollinator's garden going. And
yes.
I haven't heard any updates on that because she said it was going to take a while.
Yeah, we do have on the north side of the farmer's market between the Twin City Produce building and the parking lot, there's a long, narrow strip from our front deck area to our the steps that go into the garage door on the side. And Sterling Gardens and the Master Gardeners from Illinois Extension put in like basically a pollinator garden. There's lots of butterfly attracting plantings in there. So it's, you know, a lot of times it's kind of hard to see on Saturday mornings because people are parking right there. But, you know, stop down anytime. They've got a sign in there that kind of talks about it a little bit, but all sorts of different butterfly attracting plants and bees. And, you know, bees are good. Never kill bees. We had one in the office the other day, giant bumblebee, and like, Lori, okay, how can we get this out of the office without killing it? So we were successful, but...
Well, good. They don't
trapped
bite. They don't have teeth.
The only bee sting I've ever had, I was 2 years old. My mother tells a story. There was a giant fuzzy bumblebee on the screen of our front door, and I was outside on the front porch, and I'm like, oh, I'm a child. It's cute. It's fuzzy. I want to pet it. Oops, that didn't work.
Oh my goodness.
Never pet a bumblebee. Does not work well.
Once again, we're in studio with Janet Gore-Herring from Sterling Main Street. Hey, something everybody's going to be looking forward to is also a highly popular pop-up markets.
Yes, our pop-up markets are coming back. Again, another thing that took a year off last year, but it'll be the fourth Thursday of every month, May, June, July, and August. We'll be down in Dale Park. We're still accepting applications for vendors. So any kind of, you know, it's kind of like a farmer's market, but the emphasis isn't on the farm. Lots of artists, crafters, candles, handmade things. We also have like direct sales vendors. So like think 31 and Scentsy and stuff like that. They're welcome at this event. Working on lining up live music for every night. You know, it's one of those great things where it brings people to the, you know, kind of the bars and restaurants in the downtown area too. You can wander into Brinks or Lisa's or, you know, Rusty Fox, grab a beverage of your choice in our blue event cups. And, you know, you can come down and wander the park with it. You know, if you're waiting for dinner, you know, call ahead, you know, waiting for a table at Smoked on Third, put your reservation in, come wander down to the market, go back and have your dinner, or, you know, call and get your carry out from Kelly's to take home with you after you've come through and shopped for a while. It's just a nice little night out in the downtown. It brings people to our, you know, the bars and restaurants in the district, and helps a lot of little small startup businesses with their things. Just a little fun night out with some music and just enjoying the park.
Okay, so for the pop-up, somebody just show up, or they kind of got to register so you know?
If you're a vendor, you do need to register if you want to vend. The registration form is on our website. If you go to sterlingmainstreet.org, the registration form is there. So if you want to download that or give us a call at the office, we are taking vendors. We do not duplicate, so if, you know, we've already got like a Mary Kay vendor or something like that, we'll only allow one of those, but original handcrafted stuff, the more the merrier. Like I said, we're working on music for live music down there every night. We've been working with the city. Last year we had our like wooden picnic tables we put down in the park so people could dine outside. That work went over really well. So we've just ordered, or Brad's ordering them at some point today, hopefully this week. We'll be getting three permanent picnic tables installed down there. We were lucky enough. Sterling Main Street had received some kind of very generous year-end donations last year that we were able to contribute to purchase those tables, so we can get at least three. We'll get at least three of them installed down there this spring, and hopefully be able to continue to add to them in the years coming. So it's just nice. So that way, you know, when we have the pop-up market, you can bring your food down there. You can sit. You can visit. There's benches in the park already, but not super conducive to eating in the park. But with all the restaurants and stuff on the block, if you want to eat outside, you know, it's a great little nook to be able to do that in. So.
And I suspect as we move through the season with the open air pavilion, new people come in there too, and they can, you know, find their space.
Yeah, exactly. So the pop-up market is actually in Dale Park.
Right.
Yep. So, and not under the pavilion.
Right. Pavilion on Saturdays.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know.
Yeah, pavilion on Saturdays, you definitely, again, you need to pre-register with us so we know you're coming and things like that. We've still got some room. So if you want to apply for the farmer's market on Saturday mornings, you can get your application in. We're not currently adding anybody indoors, but we do have outdoor space available.
If somebody wants to utilize a pavilion for some personal event or gathering, do they go through the city for that?
Yes. Yep. We get a lot of calls about that. But you do go through the city of Sterling. So just call down to City Hall, and they will hook you up with the forms and the rules and stuff like that for using that. I've got a link on our website because we do get a lot of questions about that. But it is City Hall that you need to contact for using the pavilion down at the farmer's market and for using the Grand and Civic Center. I get a lot of calls for that, too, about wanting to use the band shell. So that is also, the city handles those reservations.
Go through the city, but if you need to be redirected, you can also.
Yeah, I'm happy to help as much as I can. But for those two, for the actual reservation piece, you do need to go through the city.
And, you're going to get the wonderful smell of new carpeting at your new location today.
Yes, we are slowly settling into our new office. If you haven't heard yet, you know, we've moved over to, used to be the Miller Lancaster Walker Burl. There's several different attorneys in there over the years. Most recently, Paul Whitcomb at 15 East 3rd Street. We're right across the street from Smoked on 3rd. We moved in there at the beginning of March. So we're doing some sprucing up in the office, getting new flooring. And doing some sprucing up on the outside of the building. We'll be getting a new awning and tweaking some windows and stuff like that here. It's far more space than we actually need for just my office. For the Main Street office. So we will actually be turning it into a bit of a co-working space. So we've got four private offices in there and then some open workspace that we will be seeking tenants for if you're looking for any of that kind of space. So slowly making our plans for that until the carpeting gets done and all the furniture gets where it's supposed to be.
Right.
Haven't been pushing it too hard, but if you are looking for a small shared office space or co-working type space, you know, get a hold of us. We're hoping to have it ready, you know, maybe in the next 30 to 60 days. So
that could
really start putting that out.
That could even be like somebody maybe moved everything to home and they're all crunched in.
Exactly.
Could, you know.
So yeah, if somebody maybe is permanently remote working now and needs a space to drop in for a few hours to get away from the kids and the dogs or whatever, or maybe meet with a client.
Right.
Maybe you're a seasonal accountant and just really need an office for like the 3 months a year that you meet with clients or whatever the case may be, or you're a small startup and just need to break out of your house and have an actual office or a mailing address. All sorts of possibilities to be able to do that. And we're happy to work with you.
Well, I told you before we went on the air that if the radio station was across the street from Smoked on Third, I know where I'd be every day. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there's all, yeah. We noticed that even just Brinks, I don't know what they were cooking the other day, but you could just, I mean, there's all sorts of good food smells in the downtown.
Well, yeah, you get the airplay, and you've also got Sloppy Jeans and Kelly's around the corner. And,
oh, yeah, all sorts of good eats downtown.
It just gets filled with it. Now, I know you have a office helper. Who is your office helper?
Lori Van Oosten.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, she's been with us. Oh God, she's gonna kill me. Almost 6 years, I think.
Okay.
She's been there almost 6 years. So.
Okay, with you two, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No.
Well, with you two, it's fine. But things come up, and you might need some volunteers now and then.
Oh yeah, we need volunteers for everything. All of our events, the planning of the events, the coming up with the events, downtown beautification stuff. Our flower baskets will be going up here probably soon.
That's right.
Keeping an eye on those, coming up with other ideas for, we're always looking for new ideas, ways to improve the downtown, make it look better, attract more people to the downtown. But, as a not-for-profit organization, we rely on the community. We want to bring the community's vision to life, but we've got to do it on a shoestring budget, basically. So the more volunteers that we have, the bigger impact we can have on what we do. Even just helping us spread the word. Go to our Facebook page and like and share stuff and help people know what's going on around the downtown. It astounds me every year the number of people that don't know the farmers market is still open year round. We've been down there for more than 16 years now, and people still, every spring I'll get a call, when's the farmers market open for the season? It's open every Saturday. So, even if it's something just as simple as following us on Facebook and liking and sharing and telling your friends about, our pop-up markets going on, or our car show is happening, or, Hops on the Rock when that comes around in the fall, or the Christmas walk, getting the word out about the events going on in the downtown, the activities happening, the places to go and the things to do. I hear all the time, there's nothing to do downtown. I'm like, we've got amazing bars and restaurants, UOI Boutique, Merle Norman, Showplace Antiques. I mean, brings in people from all over.
Right.
It's just, I think sometimes we just don't look past the end of our nose a little bit. And we take for granted what we've got right here for us, because it's just always here. It's here. It's just what it is. Mm-hmm. And so you don't think about it being special to those that may not be fully aware of it. Wow. And it really is.
Wow. New location, 15 East 3rd Street in Sterling. And
yep.
Of course, you usually reply on a message from Facebook with
day. Yep.
And your phone number, I think you just answered 24 hours a day almost.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, I'm so glad that the Saturday went off well over at the Pavilion. And thanks so much to you and everybody involved with giving us a fantastic car show on Sunday.
Yeah, that was a good way to kick off the season. Just kind of a big return to, yes, events. We can do stuff outside.
Yes, and... Well, thank you so much, Jana, for taking time out of your day, and hopefully you maybe take next weekend off?
Nope. Yes, actually, I am.
Yes, there you go.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for stopping in this morning.
No problem. Thank you.